Run Your Mouth World Headquarters.
First up, the NFL bans hip tackles, insisting that all players embrace from the front before rolling to the ground.
In the arms of the angel.
In Baltimore, we explore why some shipping boats are going, "Fuck you, bridge!" And lastly, why rap music faces a backlash as fans are saying, "Yo, this shit is gay!" P. Diddy responds,
"My name is P. Diddy, Diddy as in diddler. Why you all pretending like you didn't know I've been slamming ass for 30 years?
It's your daily dose of misinformation pulled from a lightly hemorrhoided asshole. It's today's Run Your Mouth!
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new Run Your Mouth podcast. It is nice to be in the home studio getting an episode out. And I don't like being home. You know what the problem with being home with is that you start realizing all the tasks that you have to actually take care of, the life tasks, like the fact that your license is about to be expired, the fact that you've been driving an unregistered car for a couple of years, the fact that you got to go handle that one thing with your accountant, the fact that you've got a month worth of laundry that you just don't want to do. And you're like, can we just burn this place for insurance money that will go to the owner of the building because I don't own the building? But is there a way just to stay on the road and Peter Pan this shit and never have to deal with any of this? Man, the last week was a fun week. I went directly from Chicago to Key West, and I had a great time down in Key West. That was good. That was fun. It's nice being out there, swimming in the ocean, hanging out with all the rich people. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if I would have loved Key West if I had to actually spend the money to be in Key West. Like, that's one of the nice things about doing comedy is that you can casually check out a city that everyone else has spent a lot of money to be in. Because, like, you know, which must be why people there party so hard, is that they've got the stress on them that they're like, I spent $600 to be in this room. I better really enjoy myself. And then the next thing you know, they're parading around naked going, who's having sex with me? I spent $600 to be in this room, and this wasn't $600 worth of fun yet. But I just get to relax because the hotel or the comedy club hooks you up with a nice condo. You get to drink with the people, and it's a good time. All right, before we get into the news, because we do have some wild shenanigans going on, talk about you get your weeks where there's nothing interesting happen, and then you get your other weeks where they're like, oh, there's another Epstein out there, and we're going to go raid his houses. And is there terrorist attacks happening at our bridges? You see, that's the way you got to say these things. You just got to ask the craziest of questions. You're like, I'm just asking questions over here. I wasn't saying that that is what happened. I was just asking the question. I did get my first ever free upgrade. I'm now a points Jew. For 3 years of travel, I was booked the cheapest airline, get tricked into thinking that Spirit actually runs flights, not have any of your luggage for a month, and cursing at these organizations who are constantly ripping me off by pretending like there were deals on seats. And then you get on Frontier Airlines, you realize you don't even have a seat reserved. They're actually measuring your backpack and then charging you three times the price. Just guys, I'm telling you, if you travel at all, you just get yourself a card. They treat you like a human being. You get your dignity back. And whatever savings you don't get by looking for the cheapest options, they give back to you in points or other things. Or you just do the alcoholic math, you show up to that Delta thing, and you get hammered at their bar for free. So anyways, first time in my life, I got a free upgrade. I was like, man, things are really shaping up. This was really a good decision, getting myself this card. And you know what they did? They did me dirty, because I just looked at the free upgrade. I was like, this is great. A free upgrade? It's got the word free, got the word upgrade. I don't need to ask any more questions. That's all you had to say to me, and I'm a happy camper. I'll go on my podcast, and I'll praise Delta for the free upgrade. But they, even though I like Delta, they did me dirty on this one. I showed up to that free upgrade, and they slapped me in a middle seat. That's not an upgrade. If I'm in the back row in an aisle seat, and that's the seat that I picked, and then you move me further up to the front to still be squashed in the middle, not an upgrade. All right, let's get into the news, because we do have a lot happening. Before we do, why not shout out the first sponsor of the show, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Only place in the entire world you can get an entire kilo of Kratom for just $60. Also, got a whole bunch of dates coming up with Davey Smith. Go to ComicDaveSmith.com. I know we got Portland is going to be in a big old theater. That's going to be a cool time. Let's pack that thing out. Let's make that thing a party. And hit me up, Summer Porch Tour, Rob's News at gmail.com. No dates confirmed yet because I am lazy. I told you guys, I'm not enjoying being home, having to deal with things. That's one of the things that's on the to-do list of things that I have to deal with. And, you know, we'll get there. At some point, I'll call you up. I'll be like, hey, can we porch tomorrow? I left this weekend open. Is your porch still open? And listen, there's no fans showing up, but maybe you can rally your friends and we can drink in your backyard. All right, that's it for the announcements. Let's get into the show because we've got wild things happening. All right. And let's pull out that thingy thing. All right. First is, I mean, this is incredible. Donald Trump, after first being in trouble, hey, they're going to seize my buildings, somehow pulls off a victory, and they're not going to seize his buildings. Somehow one court goes, hey, you owe $450 million. Then you turn around and the next court goes, no, it's only $175 million. Now, as to how that switched in a single court case, and not one media company will tell me why they switched that decision, that it went from 450 to 175. Anyone in the chat know why that was switched, or why when the second one came in and went 450, that's a little bit too much money, but 175 seems fair to us. How come the first judge isn't in trouble for doing the $450 million? Or why at that point do you not just throw the case out? Oh, you got to, well, 25% of what the initial one seems fair while the guy wants to fight this. All makes no sense and no one wants to give you any of the information. But anyways, Trump, you know, just when you start to think everyone's working against him, he's got to come out and start shilling Bibles. Donald Trump's going to be the only person ever to have a, my Bible's so much better than the other Bibles. It's a better read. I put better stories into it. I know the Bible's been around for a long time, but sometimes people, they read it, they tell me it's a boring Bible. So you know what I did? I added chapters. It's the Donald Trump. It's a better Bible. Okay. I mean, how do you, and $60 for a book that's been around time. What makes it the Trump Bible? It's not even a red cover. You would have thought he'd go with this signature red cover. He would have put, instead of like the Holy Bible, it could be MAGA on the front, or maybe there would be an added chapter at the end of the gospel of Donald Trump and the person who won an election and then they told him he didn't win it and then was prosecuted five times in five different court cases. And then not only that, but some of his most devoted supporters were then tricked by the FBI and put into prison cells. Did they add chapters to the Donald Trump Bible? And the unbelievable just audacity, that's a good word. Write that one down. That one just came to me. I was fishing for a decent word, and that one just popped right to the top of my head. Usually I stutter or mumble or just a whole bunch, but that one was right there. I plucked it right from the ether. Thank you, antenna, and the good nicotine things for making me more focused where I can remember these random good vocabulary words. The audacity to get up while you're undergoing a hush money porn star payment and be hawking Bibles is pretty, and now you don't even need the money. I understand 2 weeks ago, you were a fake billionaire, and all of a sudden, a $450 million payment comes along and gets transferred to a $175 million payment. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe this is my own negativity. Maybe Trump's had a change of heart, and that now that he's being so criminally prosecuted, he's had to turn to the Lord and reignite his faith. And he's been loyal to Melania, the lady that he imported from Eastern Europe after running, you know, the challenges to see who the most beautiful people in the entire world was, to see who would be worth purchasing based off of other people's evaluations. But he's putting that all behind him because these criminal prosecutions have brought him humility, and he's found the Bible and he's found his faith. And now you know what he's doing? He's actually praying to the good Lord that he'll be able to build the wall the next time, because he feels bad for all the lying that he did to the American people. So now he's out there and he's hawking Bibles. He just made $3 billion off your website. I mean, my God, the Looney Tunes tricks you pulled here, where everyone thought you were down and out, you actually fake billionaired your way into being a billionaire. What an incredible story. You spend your whole life telling people you're the most interesting person in New York. You keep telling them that you're extremely wealthy and successful. You get yourself privileged deals on casinos. You talk your way into being the president. Then you get yourself thrown off of social media and create your own social media company. And it gets evaluated that you are now worth $3 billion. And such a sales extraordinaire, he still takes the opportunity to turn around and sell Bibles. I mean, you got to respect the hustle at that point. All right, a couple more Donald Trump stories, and then we'll take a few comments. Judge imposes gag order on Trump in Manhattan criminal trial, which sucks. Come on, this is the fun one. we finally get the Stormy Daniels case and you're going to put a Donald Trump hush order? I want to see the trial footage on this one. I want to see him out there going, I spent $140,000 on that blowjob. It wasn't even good, okay? Lady Basie looks like me with bigger tits. I was doing that joke at stand-up for a while. We're throwing that one out. But anyways, you know, at least let us have the fun trials. Let him scream about Stormy Daniels. This one doesn't that make him look bad while he's selling Bibles if you also let him run his mouth about how he was paying off prostitutes and the other prostitutes he was paying off? You know, you'll never see the Karen McDougal one, 1997 Playboy Playmate of the Year, because he'd be showing up to court just high-fiving the jury. Everyone in America would be like, all right, I respect what he did on that one. And then here was the last Donald Trump one. Trump gets $289 million break in the first criminal trial date, which, once again, it was what I was saying at the beginning of the show. Why? What changed? Why is it that a secondary judge was able to come in and say, hey, man, you're off the hook for 289 of these million dollars? All right, let's go read some comments. I can't see them from over there, but and my microphone won't reach. Maybe it will. I have the wrong cord here back in studio. This is a nightmare, but let's take a few look at a few of these. All right. Murph the Cat. Oh, yeah. Time for the favorite libertarian ranter. That's right. We're here. C-Step just got finished up with Kirk and Joe. Great segue. I agree. B from Yo Kratom. If you want a good time, offer your porches to Robbie. There we go. Yo Kratom coming in supporting Porch Tour. LP, I can't judge Trump. I need pictures of my Bible. Not bad. B from Yo Kratom. I'm buying Rob one of these Bibles. All right, I'll take one of those Trump Bibles. Maybe it'll be a collector's item. Maybe I'll run into Donald Trump one day and I can get him to sign his copy. Maybe in the future, instead of like King James Bible, you'll be in hotel rooms and they'll have the Donald Trump edition. All right, next story. Supreme Court starts arguments as Biden administration defends abortion pill access. Firstly, I've made this joke before, but I love that the packaging is that of a person with just, you know, an upset stomach. The lady over 8. We've all been there. You ate too much food and you got a stomach ache. And if there's a pill that can cure your stomach ache, who's against it? Who's against curing your stomach ache? It's a nice little woman. It's just a lady. She just, oh, my stomach's hurting me. And you're going to get in the way of doctors being able to mail out medication to cure a lady's tummy ache. Here's what I'm thinking. You know what? Maybe instead of diplomas for high school kids, because we live in a new world here and, you know, people we're living different lives. Instead of diplomas, why don't we just give them some of these pills so that they're ready to go? You don't even need to send in or see a doctor. You think you were pregnant, just skip the plan B. Take some minifesperone and maybe some of the stuff for when people overdose on heroin. Make sure people are prepared for the real world. Just give them some of that solution spray that wakes people up after doing too much fentanyl, and some mifepristone so that they're ready to go. All right, so this is very a surface level, very surface level, everybody. But Supreme Court, they're looking into whether or not, you know, I guess we can expand the access for these pills. And it seems like they don't want to rule on the case. You guys can go back and you can watch the end of your recap from last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, where I explained that the Supreme Court is lazy. They're like the DMV. You show up and they tell you that you are at the wrong window. And so it's not whether or not, you know, life begins at conception or at the 3 month or the 10 week period. They're not going to rule on that. It's not whether or not government should fund such activities or whether or not such activities should be legal. But in this case here, this is from the Wall Street Journal. Let's go full screen and we can give it a read. Skeptical justice question abortion pill curb. So here's just the two paragraphs that I highlighted that I think are worth noting. Just to confirm, said Justice Brett Kavanaugh, under federal law, no doctors can be forced against their consciences to perform or assist in an abortion, correct? Yes, answered U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Pelgator, who argued on behalf of the Biden administration. Let's skip ahead. This case seems like a prime example of turning what could be a small lawsuit into a nationwide legislative assembly on FDA rule. So essentially, they're going to rule against removing access for this drug because they don't feel that, I guess, the doctors who are bringing the case are actually damaged by access being given because they're not forced to write prescriptions if it is against their religious or otherwise attitudes towards abortion. And so there's no one being represented in this case who's actually harmed by, I guess, the current law. Now, what's interesting to me about that, or what's interesting to me about Gorsuch's opinion, this case seems like a prime example of turning what could be a small lawsuit into a nationwide legislative assembly on FDA rule, is that this is actually an opportunity for them to make a larger, exploration and decision about whether or not the FDA can approve medications, how they approve medications. Like, it seems like there's all sorts of laws that they could evaluate and then actually clarify as the Supreme Court. But since they're lazy and they don't have to rule on any of these things or actually evaluate any of these gray areas and make decisions on them, it's easier just to say, oh, the wrong people brought the case, and so therefore we're not going to look into any of these other things because that's not what our job is here for. We're not supposed to clarify these unknown gray areas of law. Our country is being poisoned. New article. Our country is being poisoned. 270,000 overdose deaths catapult fentanyl as major voter topic in presidential race. This is from the Zero Hedge. Obviously, it's tragic that there are so many fentanyl deaths out there that your people in middle America or even now your college parents are starting to realize that this is an important issue to them and something that they'll actually vote for. But I was also reading these articles about how Joe Biden is still trying to pass legislation with these mandates about how many miles per gallon your car has to get and the possibility then in the future, you're not going to be able to drive a truck. And how many Americans are out there that want to just be able to drive their truck? You've been driving a truck your whole life. Your dad drove a truck. Or maybe you need to get some sort of an actual work permit of, dude, I actually work a construction job and I need my small truck. How many people would be put out of business if all of a sudden only bigger corporations can get some sort of a license to actually operate commercial vehicles? And you as like a small independent contractor can't get access to a truck because of fuel mandates from Joe Biden's administration. The point I'm getting at is there's an opportunity here for a new candidate to hop into the race and just be like, listen, you vote for me, I'll make sure that you can keep your pickup truck and that you can get some access to clean drugs. Wouldn't it be funny if it actually 180'd to that point where all of a sudden just being like, I will get you, like people actually can. I've been doing Sudafed ever since the 80s when we used to do so much cocaine in New York. You vote for me, I will make sure you have the cleanest drugs, the best drugs. Okay, I'm talking the things we did when I discovered this move on a disco floor. Those are the drugs that I'm going to get you, everybody. And then you got Biden, and he's like, I take even more drugs than that guy. That's how I stay awake during speeches. And my kid, you know how many drugs he did? No one likes drugs more than the Bidens. Wouldn't it be funny if we actually flipped drugs to that extent? I mean, it's tragic that many Americans want to do drugs or that there's that many deaths because of fentanyl. But if fentanyl-free drugs became so important to American voters, it was actually a campaign topic moving forward. All right, now let's get into this ship that just steered directly into a bridge. But before we do, let's plug sheathunderwear.com. It's getting hot out there. I was out in Key West, and I would not have survived with unchafed legs if it wasn't for beautiful, smooth, silky sheathunderwear.com. The only underwear that's got a separate pouch. You can put your dick separated from your balls. Keep everything cool, calm, and separated. They've been a long sponsor of the show. If you've never tried sheathunderwear.com, take the sheath challenge. Go to sheathunderwear.com. Use promo code RYM. Get 20% off the greatest underwear that's ever graced the balls of men. If for some reason you don't like it, you let Bobby the Bank know. He's going to hook you up. I promise you, take the sheath challenge. Upgrade your life. Start living a better life. It starts from the balls up. You keep your balls cool, calm, collected, separated from your other junk. You start living happier. The next thing you know, you can actually sit down. You can read books. Suddenly, you find yourself focused. You're a new man. Your wife wonders how it is that you can suddenly go to the gym again. Your boss is wondering how you have the energy to actually get through these projects. Next thing you know, your wife's sleeping with you or actually getting a promotion, and it's all because you started wearing a better underwear. So why not give it a try? Take the Sheath Challenge. You go to sheathunderwear.com, use promo code RYM, get yourself 20% off the greatest underwear that's ever graced the balls of man. So here you go. Did you guys watch this? You get this ship. It's like someone was like, all right, I think I lined it up. Turn off the lights. Pretend like the powers went out. Now, listen, I have no idea. I don't ride boats. I don't know the engineering on bridges. But, I mean, talk about a wild accident. If you wanted to sit down and be like, what could be a really expensive accident? They ain't got no fail safes on boats to just shut the thing down. You can't start throwing anchors off of it. I know nothing about boats. I don't know that if it starts being hacked, well, you can't say that. No one knows that the thing was actually hacked. You guys think, well, what's fun about this? We'll come back to this myocarditis article in a minute. Is now we're going to see endless diagrams on Twitter from everyone's grandpa who pretends that they know how boats work. You're going to see every wild explanation in the world of, well, because of the currents, this was a natural occurrence for a boat to steer in that way. Oh, no, I know the exact logistics and the math. And you're going to see people doing the geometry of how quickly you could steer a boat. And all of a sudden, it's going to be somebody installed a commercial engine onto this thing because normally boats can't even turn that fast. And it was only because this thing was installed on that specific boat that it was even able to turn at that radius. And then you're going to hear other people saying, no, boats turn at that radius all the time. Point that I'm trying to say is we're never going to know, but we will get to hear every single wild person's explanation where you sit there with your jaw down, just nodding like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. I mean, waves at a certain angle can absolutely prevent a boat like that from steering. Oh, I heard that that boat is usually packed with more things on it, so it couldn't have possibly moved at that. I'm just saying we're going to be in for a long and wild ride of bullshit, which is kind of my specialty. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this thing develops. But is there like a book out there on Amazon of how to destroy critical infrastructure in America? Does everything in our country have like just like is everything like a house of cards that if you just know, it's almost like the Death Star, that if you just hit that one point on the Death Star, the whole thing will crumble? Is all of our infrastructure have like little tiny levers all in them that if you just touch that one thing, the whole thing's going to fall apart? Every building's got one little column in the basement. The whole thing just relies on that one column. It just seems a little odd that these bridges are built. You just have to hit one of the things. The whole thing's going to collapse. And anyway, so back to myocarditis, because we know how reliable he's been in regards to people pouring over our border. Not an emergency. Whole situation's under control. It's been under control the whole time. We would have it under even more control if the Republicans would just pass our legislation to legalize everyone that's coming over. So let's see what myocarditis had to say in regards to whether or not this was terrorism, which here's what he said. Mayorkas said cargo ship collision was not intentional act. Homeland Security DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said there are no indications the collision of the cargo ship which caused the collapse of the bridge in Baltimore was an intentional act. He added that the U.S. Coast Guard overseas by DHS was on the scene along with our state and local partners and is actively involved in search and rescue operations this morning. What do you guys think? Let's go to the chat for a second. You guys think that this was people hacked into the boat, starting to go for our critical infrastructure? The Russians or someone else are starting to get their revenge on us? The Israelis are warning us that we better support what's going on? Who do you think might have been responsible for this? You think someone stuck over the border, captured this boat, they don't want to tell us the story? Or you think that this was just a freak accident, power outage, things steered right into a column? Let's take a look at the comments, see what people have to say. The bridge had it coming. That's from Edward Snowman. Yeah, you know, I actually saw that bridge move and walk right into the boat. That's what I saw. At Runaway Slav, at Robbie the Fire, they want to rename the bridge and make it a giant rainbow. There we go. And let's take one more comment. We fail at everything, but it's Republicans at fault. All right, moving forward. What do we got next, Mr. Producer Man? Kanye. Where do you guys think Kanye even is? You think he fled the country? I'm surprised he didn't flee the country sooner. If I was Kanye West and I was in trouble for blackmailing all sorts of people, by the way, is all of rap gay now? I know I said that at the intro, but is that where we're at now? Is the whole thing? I mean, are people going to start coming forward and telling us who did or did not get their butts plowed in order to have a musical career? And then at what point is the whole thing I was never that into rap. I'd be happy to see this category go away. All my white friends, you got to sit in the car and they're playing me. We were like, are you sure we're allowed to blast? Are you sure? Are you sure that we're allowed to blast this? I mean, both your parents are lawyers and doctors. I'm not sure that this is relative to our life, but they're sitting there and they're playing all sorts of smut. But then there you go. These guys, apparently they got their record deals by taking it up their dumpers. Or was this a whole nother Epstein operation? Or sometimes where I start thinking, you know, where my conspiracy, I start pulling all these things together. You got the Israels and we're suddenly opposing them. And then maybe do we take down one of their crime syndicates, one of their blackmail operations to go, listen, you guys aren't going to continue to blackmail us because we're going to start putting your operatives away in jail. Or does this have nothing to do with nothing, nothing to do with the Epsteins? And just Kanye West, P. Diddy learned how to play the game. He realized you're going to have to be blackmailing individuals if you want to become a billionaire. I don't get why this guy didn't flee the country way earlier. I mean, if these things were starting to circulate online, I would just make my prime operating base wherever the hell other country, you know, you could go to and not be extradited and live over there. I would just come back to America when I had to. But I guess that's the confidence of, what are you talking about? I'm here. I'll take your questions. And then you get the Jew lawyers out there going, this is ridiculous that you would come and break into our homes to reseal this evidence and make sure that no one else gets their hands on it. Which, of course, we don't know if that's what's going on. We don't know that he was partnered with the FBI and now the machine's starting to turn on him. I did like this one particular video where they were showing him pacing back and forth at the airport, trying to indicate maybe he's trying to flee, maybe that he's guilty. And I pace like that on Run Your Mouth when I'm just trying to get through my thoughts. If you guys saw the way I paced around debating whether or not I want to eat a second sandwich or donuts after lunch, that's basically the look. So I don't think that's proof of some major crime syndicate. I do like the news over the last 2 days of who the hell knows. I mean, it went from like you would get normal news stories and then conspiracy online to now it's just even mainstream media and even was it terrorism? We don't know. Was this guy some sort of a crime syndicate operation? We don't know. Well, you don't even know what information they're working on as to why they were officially raiding his houses. Or does someone actually keep an eye on the FBI now just to make sure that the safes aren't disappearing and the actual evidence that they're collecting? I like this, though. Prince Harry is named in the court documents alleging Diddy is involved in sex trafficking. I believe that this was from Barstool Sports. So that's where we're at in terms of news coverage. And I'm okay with, let's just blame everything on the royal families. I'm okay with that. I mean, it seems like they're killing people off after they breed with them. So maybe that's why Meghan Markle's the one smart one, where she was like, we got to leave this family before they kill me off because we had kids together. They don't want any claims on this throne, and they're killing off the princesses. I'm okay with just blaming the royal family for everything. I don't know what was going on here, but I think that's a good time. Some sort of loose tie-in. They were at some party together. Planet Fitness assigned staffer to assist transgender client in women's locker room. If you are comfortable, you can use a stall. Like I said, news is getting crazy, everybody. So, and everyone's wrong in this story. This is a fun story of everybody being wrong. Let's read the paragraph. A woman who was banned from a Planet Fitness gym after photographing a transgender customer shaving in the women's locker room claims that the gym has since assigned a staffer to accompany the person in the ladies only area and is telling other women to back off. That's fun. Back off. They got some other lady holding the shaving. You, ladies, back off. This dude's allowed in here. He's claiming to be a lady. Step back. All right. Here's why there's so many elements of everyone being wrong and this being hilarious. Firstly, you're already a dick if you shave at the gym. If you're one of the people that gets into like the sauna or other locations and you purposely shave at the gym because it's easier than cleaning up at home and just leaving the mess for other people, you get dudes like this in the gym. I'm sure you get ladies like this at the gym, just putting their legs up and, you know, just shaving their muffs right up in the sink for everyone to see, leaving their pubic hairs all over the place. And it's disgusting. And it's already a defilement of gym etiquette, particularly at a Planet Fitness. By the way, this can't be a good look for Planet Fitness, where all of a sudden, like, because this dude hasn't even become a lady yet. It's one thing if you're at least going to put on the wig, put on the makeup, identify as a lady, and present, even if you're not passing, but at least presenting as a lady. This guy hasn't even gone through the process yet. And so, firstly, shaving in the gym is already crazy. Being a dude who says that he's a lady while having none of the makeup or other, you didn't put your fake tits in, you haven't put a wig on. And I understand that you're in the locker room, but you're going to shave as a dude in the ladies' locker room. That's a lot. Not a good look for Planet Fitness, where you're like, listen, if you want to not have to see people so poor that they can't even afford to transition, who are identifying, like, sometimes I go to my gym, I go to LA Fitness, it's $30 a month, and it's kind of disgusting. And so a lot of times I don't go. They don't got showers. Things aren't clean all the time. And sometimes I start feeling motivated where I'm like, I got to fix my life so I can at least afford a better gym. But then sometimes you look at the better gyms, and you're like, I'll work out. What am I going to spend $200 for an Equinox membership when LA Fitness is $30? And then you go to your LA Fitness for $30 and you're like, okay, everything is broken. They don't have towels and it's disgusting. But at least Planet Fitness has people that are so poor that they identify as the other gender, but can't actually afford to make any of those changes. And that's got to be the lowest level of, I need to make a change in my life. Like, it's one thing, I go to my gym, they don't have towels, and I feel worse about myself because I have to dry off with paper towels sometimes. Sometimes I'm naked in that bathroom, all wet and putty dick, trying to dry off with the paper towel. I don't feel good about myself, but I've never been a lady having to confront that I'm so poor that I'm forced to go to gyms with women, people that were born as men who identify as women, who can't afford a single garment of clothing to even showcase that they're trying or attempting to make that change. That's got to make you feel worse about yourself. Okay, so just all the elements of what's gone wrong here. One, you got this dude making no effort whatsoever. I mean, not even a manicure, not even a pedicure, not even a wig, not even makeup, not even ladies' clothing, absolutely nothing to indicate that you're attempting to make a change. That's error number one. Now, if you're already going to be a person who is or is not converting to being a lady and using the ladies' room, I would think you would want to take that as an opportunity to be a creep. And being a creep, you would just do what we all do when we're scoping out even just the oh, what does that guy's dick look like? What does that guy's dick? But you'd be doing that with tits, but you'd have to, like, maybe pretend like you were blind and put on like the big glasses so you can pretend like you're not looking at what everyone's doing. Or you could be a creep the other way, like the Leah Thomas thing, where you got a giant hog and you're showing it off to the other ladies in the locker room. There's all sorts of way of being a creep. But this is a weird way of going about it, where you're going to impose on them by using the locker room. You're going to shave, which is already bad gym etiquette, and you're not shaving like a lady. It'd be one thing, I guess, if you were putting your legs up and you had, like, the lady shaver things and you're shaving your legs and just, I'm just trying to be one of the gals in here. Who else? Did anyone else got some tips for shaving their legs? Anyone else need help shaving their legs? Like, at least that, maybe, you know, or you're like, I'm just shaving my man pussy. Like, he's shaving your butt. Oh, are you also getting ready for a date? You also got a date tonight? Got to make sure that the backside's nice and clean. Hey, you want to help me with this bag to clean out my rectum? That's one thing when you're just in the bathroom trying to be one of the gals. But when you're the only person, or maybe I've never worked out in Planet Fitness. Maybe the other women who are working out in Planet Fitness also are shaving their mustaches. Maybe if we could see a picture of this entire bathroom, it's nothing but women at Planet Fitness shaving their stashes, because it's mostly poor women over the age of 50. They all have mustaches. And so here I am thinking that this guy's defying the etiquette when he's actually just trying to fit in with the other Planet Fitness working out ladies. In which case, I had this whole story wrong, and it's my apologize to this good ma'am who's just trying to use the Planet Fitness bathroom responsibly. All right, so you got this guy who's clearly defying the etiquette and making, can you at least maybe get like a little bow, like one of those little kid bows that sometimes you got like a little kid, they don't quite have their hair in, and so you can't tell if it's a boy or girl, so the parents will at least put a bow on it. Maybe they'll get their ear pieced early, so at least you could be like, you don't pull that move that you always do with people's dogs. You're like, here, girl, and you're like, that's a boy dog. Or, hey, boy, that's a girl dog. And then they're all upset with you, even though it's just a dog. You don't want to do that with someone's kid. And so they're nice enough. They put the girl in the pink clothes, even if they got a hair like mine at that point and nothing to indicate that they're a girl and not a boy. So they put them in the girl clothes. They put the bow on the head. And then you know. But this guy can't even do that, right? Zero indication of the fact that he's trying to transition. just hanging out as a dude in the ladies' restroom. But then someone did take a picture in the bathroom. You're not really allowed to do that. And so they sided with that lady. And then Planet Fitness, I guess, got staff in the bathroom to make sure that the lady's not harassed. How can that be a winning strategy for your company? Moving on. In terms of having to deal with this kind of topics inserted into every single walk of life, this was reported in Zero Hedge. Musan claims dinosaurs have LGBTQ history and brides are queer. A museum in Britain has claimed that some birds are queer and that the history of animal queerness has been hidden from the public. Animals have been queer the whole time. It's not that like even, I guess it's like you're not even born gay. It's that we've suppressed gayness by trying to pretend like it doesn't, it's not overwhelming in nature. And if people understood how robust gayness has been going all the way back to the dinosaurs, everyone would feel more comfortable with this. And then you're like just trying to be in a museum with your kid. And you're like, why is this T-Rex banging another T-Rex in front of me? Why do I have to look at this picture? And why do they put giant wieners on the T-Rexes to let me know that they were both men? But no, everything's got to be inserted everywhere all the time so that we're always aware. All right, before we move on to our next topic, let's plug our last sponsor for today's episode, PhoenixAmmo.com. Dude, the independent sponsors are making good things happen, funding our intros, our nice studio. And so everyone in this audience, I know that you guys are stocking up on bullets. I know that you guys like to be ready, like to be prepared. Sometimes you just, every Saturday, you're out there, you're firing off rounds because it's a good time. And so if you need ammunition, support our sponsor. You go to PhoenixAmmo.com. Here's what's real cool about this sponsor. They only sell to private individuals. They don't sell to the government. They don't sell to the war machine. You won't have people dying in third world countries with ammunition that came from Phoenix Ammo. This is high quality stuff. If you're competing, you just want to go practice your shot. You just want to make sure that you got more bullets for your home safe. Go to PhoenixAmmo.com, stock up, and let them know that I sent you. Once again, that's PhoenixAmmo.com, the official bullet sponsor of the Run Your Mouth podcast. Guys, every once in a while, you read a bit from somebody else, and you're like, shit, why didn't I think of that one? And man, did the Libertarian Party miss an opportunity on running literally anybody else for president. Remember a couple weeks ago when we talked about how literally anybody else won in Nevada? And I was saying, I wish that they would do that in every election. Well, some guy was smart enough that he changed his name to literally anybody else so that he could potentially win the election. If enough people write in literally anybody else, this guy, I guess, would be our next president. Talk about Donald Trump having to fight that one. How can I lose to literally anybody else? That's not a real name. That's not a thing. That can't be true. I like this, though. Literally anybody else, the campaign for, hey, I just won't work the job. And, you know, let's vote these people out of office that they don't have jobs. I will do nothing while the entire time I'm there just to show you how bad of a job these guys are doing when they're working and that they're actually just working against you. Wouldn't that be great? A guy who literally just sits on the lawn, pulls like a Jimmy Buffett type move, just puts out a lawn chair and he just drinks on the front lawn in front of the White House the entire time just to showcase to you that he's not working at all. And then he puts pressure by saying Senate, Congress, or these people can figure it out. And then we keep voting everybody else out with literally anybody else. And then they have no choice but to return decisions to the free market where we can just vote with our dollars, go to companies for the resources that we need, and spend money at the places that actually have value to us, as opposed to everyone just lobbying the government for the little slice of handout pie where we're forced to use their businesses. Literally anybody else. He could just be out there all day in the lawn chair drinking a nice big glass of pina coladas or other drinks every once in a while, maybe inviting other world leaders to sit down and just be like, we're not getting any work done, dude. I'm not invading your country. Are you going to invade my country? All right, let's shake it up. We can have a truce. Sit down in your lawn chair. And it's got to be like the old school lawn chair with like the bands. You guys know what I'm talking about? Like the real beach chairs. Maybe you can even spend the money to import some sand to the front lawn. Like right in front of the White House, you just get you get fake sand. You get these lawn chairs. Even in winter, we can afford heat lamps. Don't pretend like we can't afford to make the front of the White House a 24/7 beach. And usually I'm not a beach guy. It's coming. I got that Key West attitude right now where I'm like, that's the kind of thing that I'm looking for. You get a full-term bartender out there and you go, listen, the American people have voted for literally anybody else because I'm not going to go fight any wars. It's going to be peaceful and we're going to spend less of your money and return power to the states or other individuals. And so here is his website. Kudos to this guy. He's got a powerful like Abraham Lincoln face too. Don't repeat history, make it. I'm going to have to try and get the guy on the show. Kudos on a great bit. Love this guy. Love his manly Abraham Lincoln Civil War general face. And love the concept of actually legally changing your name to literally anybody else so that you could potentially win an election. Last topic for today, and then we'll take a couple comments again. Another border wall rises south of the U.S. The Dominican Republic aims to keep out Haitians amid the country's chaos. And in terms of scams, because I've been trying to come up with all sorts of scams for how we can become wealthy, maybe we could start a border wall business. Maybe that's where it's going. Chaos all over the world, people trying to get into other countries, maybe inflatable border walls. I mean, I've had some good ideas out here. I've had higher carbon reducing trees, starting to jar your farts so that you could showcase your carbon reduction. They start selling carbon credits. You could be like, listen, I've been drawing my farts the last 10 years. I've already done my part. Here's my jars. I'm here for my carbon credits. And here's my newest idea. We start a border wall company. Maybe we start with people's fences and big ass fences so that we can show off what we could be doing, how quickly, how efficiently, how cheap, or maybe here's a fun one. You know, like they keep bringing people over the border and then dumping them in front of Nancy Pelosi's house. Maybe we could start showing up to politicians' houses and like building walls around their houses just to keep them safe and then showcase how good we are at building walls. And then we could start pitching in all these countries that want to keep everyone out amidst all this chaos. You know, we'll be the border wall builders of, all right, point over. All right, couple quick topics and then that's our episode. ISIS attack in Russia. We talked about that on a recent part of the problem. It does seem it's another just crazy story. Isn't it amazing how many just crazy stories we've had recently where the official narrative isn't even much of a story other than we don't know or there's no information at this time? It does seem like this is why we shouldn't be having casual wars with people, because casual wars do seem to escalate. And so, and if there was any tie-ins with our intelligence communities or otherwise, trying to strike out at Russia. And then it's interesting that 2 days later, we got a boat that goes directly into a bridge. And then we go, oh, that had nothing to do with hacking or terrorism. Nicole Shanahan was the pick from RFK Jr. I don't know. Is that once again, total freak show here. Is that an intelligence community tie-in of some pretty white lady who used to be married to the Google guy? Is it because she just has a fortune? So he was like, all right, maybe you can buy me onto the ballot and then she can make a name for herself and run in the next election. All right, guys, that is our episode. We will be back probably next week, Monday and Wednesday. I'm going to guess next week, Monday and Wednesday. I kind of like this 6 p.m. Time slot. Maybe we'll start doing that instead of 11 a.m. I don't know. Guys, email me, robsnewsroom@gmail.com. Let's make this the greatest porch tour that's ever happened. Probably going to stretch. We're going to have summer vibes going all the way into like October, November this year, as I probably don't start porch tour at this point until I guess May, where's all the Florida locations? Florida's going to get hot as fuck. I probably got to start getting that in April. Maybe let's try and get some Floridas. I've been saying I want to get down to Myrtle Beach. I want to do the Carolinas. I want to do the Virginias. Someone hit me up from Virginia Beach. I got to get that one booked. I know that people have hit me up from Pittsburgh and like random spots in Pennsylvania. We're going to get that run on the book. So porch tour dates coming soon. If you got a porch, you got a place, robsnewsroom@gmail.com. And that's it. That's our episode. Let's take a couple comments. What do we got going on in the comments? Seems active today. Yo, Kratom vouching for the ammo, saying it's very good ammo. Edward Snowden. Rob, you said a few days ago that you had been on Drinking Bros podcast, but I couldn't find it. When did that happen? I don't know. It was a couple months. It was at least 6 months ago. Edward Snowman, Phoenix Rocks, frangible rounds are neat. This guy knows more about ammo than I do. C-Step, the trees were nice. All right. last comment for today. Say something crazy about Red Bar. I don't need that heat. All right, everybody, that is our episode. Thank you for hanging out with us. We will be back next week, probably on Monday, for another one. Until then, go yell at your relatives, and you too can run your mouth. How's that for a new cheesy closing to the show?